to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Great to be with you. Back in 2000 Olympics, seems such a long time ago, doesn't it? All eyes were on Cathy Freeman. You remember? She was a wonderful ambassador for this country. And those of us in Sydney at that time will never forget some remarkable achievements. She lit the Olympic flame and won the 400 metres. And do you know at the Homebush Stadium there was a banner that read this, Cathy walks on water. And it was reported at the time in the media, and I guess typical of how many people felt about this inspiring young lady and the achievements. It was as if we found a new idol, Cathy Freeman. She was so cool, almost like a goddess who could do anything. In fact, it would seem almost walk on water. Now, of course, she couldn't walk on water. It's impossible for humans to do that. But in the aftermath of that gold medal win, what it was saying was she couldn't put a foot wrong. She was treated like royalty, almost worshipped, and it was almost like she could walk on water. And if you can walk on water, it implies that you have these godlike qualities that are unbelievable. I want to just mention this phrase this morning, walk on water. Do you know that this comes from a New Testament story and the account of the night that Jesus actually walked on water? Something we might find a little bit weird, but there was a reason that he did it. Jesus' friends were out in a boat on the Lake Galilee in Israel. And needing some time for himself, the scripture says that Jesus stayed behind, told them that he'd meet them on the other side. But during the night, there was this terrifying storm. Now, the Sea of Galilee, I don't know whether you've ever been there. I haven't, but I believe it's 21 kilometres long and about 11 kilometres wide. And this Sea of Galilee is normally a very cool body of water. But there are two mountain ranges to the north, and they sort of form a tunnel, catches the wind, and you get this real turbulence. And because of that, on this particular night in the early hours of the morning, the smooth waters of Galilee suddenly became turbulent and stormy. And it was really a very bad storm. The storm was so bad that the disciples, and some of them were professional sailors, were fighting for their life. Now Mark, he writes in the Gospel that Jesus walked out to them on the water. He started past them, but when they saw something walking beside them, they screamed in terror, thinking it was a ghost. They all saw him, but he spoke to them and said, "It's okay, it's all right, it's I. Do not be afraid." And then he climbed into the boat and the wind stopped. That's from Mark 6, verse 48 to 51. The question, I guess, we ask, why wasn't he in the boat in the first place? Well, many commentators believe that Jesus walked on water that night to prove to them that he was God in human form, that he could undertake the miraculous. He could perform miracles. After all, they knew that just the day before he'd performed a wonderful miracle where he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. There were probably more than 5,000 people because Matthew says that there were women and children as well. They wouldn't have counted them. So you'd think that having witnessed such an amazing miracle like that, that a little walk on the lake wouldn't have been too hard. But they were amazed. And so here we come. Here comes Jesus with his calming voice. And Peter, who said, "Lord, if it's really you, then you tell me to come out to the water to you." And Peter, we've spoken about Peter before, there's the sort of reckless idea that Peter would come up with. So impetuous Peter, who often leaped before he looked, and Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water towards Jesus. But of course he was afraid, and he began to go under the water. But Jesus reached out and said, "What little faith, why don't you doubt? Why do you doubt?" And the wind died down, and the disciples said, "Well, surely this is the Son of God." Now, isn't it amazing? I mean, Jesus is here, and talking today, Jesus is with us today. He doesn't come walking on water, but he comes to face the battles and storms of life. You may have had some battles yourself. Jesus, then, is our Saviour. Paul said, "It is God who works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. It is Christ in you, which is the hope of glory." And so I pray that God will bless you. And during the turbulent times of your life, Jesus comes to you. Well, thank you, Heavenly Father, for that truth. We thank you for so much of life that is good. We thank you for the love of people. And we thank you for your voice that speaks through all generations. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.